singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone.
Waiting for Debbie to kick in. 810-720 WGN, the 8 o'clock hour, is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks. Debbie Reynolds passed away at the age of 84 after suffering a stroke. On the phone with us from ABC News, David Blaustein. David, we talked to you 2 days ago about Carrie Fisher. Now here we are again with Debbie Reynolds.
This is astounding. I've never really seen anything like this in all my years of covering entertainment reporting. You know, we see the viral stories of the elderly couple that passes away within minutes or hours of each other, sometimes holding hands after being together for a lifetime. But we don't really hear stories about a mother dying within 24 hours of her own daughter, especially when it's a celebrity. But here we have Debbie Reynolds, who clearly died of a broken heart. She had other health issues. I think if you saw the Screen Actors Guild Awards 2 years ago when she received the Lifetime Achievement Award from Carrie Fisher, it was pretty clear that maybe she was in the early stages of dementia or that she had had a stroke. She just lacked some self-awareness. And yet she was still charming, and yet she was still funny, and that's who Debbie Reynolds was. There were so many similarities between her and her daughter. Carrie Fisher, also very funny, also very self-deprecating. But before Debbie died, we saw all these pictures online and video footage of Carrie Fisher as a little girl with her mother. You saw Debbie Reynolds. There was a GIF going around of Debbie Reynolds giving Carrie Fisher a kiss on the lips when she was a baby. We saw her as a toddler. We saw them staring into each other's eyes when Carrie was a teenager. The parallels between their careers were astounding, both becoming incredibly famous at 19 years old in iconic movies. And make no mistake, Singing in the Rain is considered by many experts and critics and film historians to be the greatest movie musical, where Star Wars, many people consider it to be the greatest movie ever. So just such an odd and strange and heartbreaking story on so many levels.
David, my first thought, and it's horrible to say, but Carrie Fisher made it known that she was always in her mother's shadow her entire life. And when Debbie Reynolds passed away, I thought to myself, oh, my God, here we go again. Carrie Fisher is dead and her mother overshadows her again.
Yes, but not really. I mean, it, sort of. I think they work that out.
We all thought that. You know, please, come on.
No, I think they kind of worked that out. But yeah, you know, she clearly died of being heartbroken over the fact that her daughter died. And Todd Fisher, Carrie's brother, and Debbie's son told Variety that minutes before she had her stroke, she said she wanted to be with Carrie. Look, there is undoubtedly a strong mother-daughter bond, and we all know the one thing, maybe the worst thing in life emotionally, is to lose a child. But these two had an unusual mother-daughter bond in the respect of everything I just told you, the unusual parallels between their careers, and they're the only two people who had that particular experience. But there's the other aspect of this story, and unfortunately, it's something we covered quite a bit after Carrie died, and it was her drug abuse and her alcohol addiction and her mental illness. And she turned to Debbie for help. And when you survive something like that, especially as a parent and a child, it is going to bring you closer. And they didn't just have a mother-daughter relationship. They had a sisterly relationship. I mean, these two were as thick as thieves, you know, you would say, by the end of their lives. And, you know, you certainly understand why that had the physical and emotional impact it did on Debbie Reynolds.
David, I think I told you this yesterday or the day before. I loved Postcards from the Edge. I thought it just was such a wonderfully written movie, of course, her autobiography. But did you think yesterday when Carrie's brother made the statement about, you know, they're together now, did you think while extremely grief-stricken, and I know the family is going through hell right now, but almost a calming or a closure because they are together? Did you sense that a little bit?
You know, I didn't really think about that, but I think that's definitely a fair point. Because it is some sort of closure. And I think these two would forever be associated with each other. But, you know, believe you me, there were many, many, many people up until this weekend in this world who had no idea that Carrie Fisher was Debbie Reynolds' daughter and probably weren't even aware of Debbie Reynolds. You know, it was the same thing when George Michael died the other day. There were a number of people in my newsroom who were under the age of 30 who had no idea who George Michael was. But I mean, I think for them and I think for their family, I think maybe in a roundabout way, it is some sort of closure, but you know, and maybe they'll see it that way. I have a hard time believing that they'll see it that way. Maybe they could say it and pay it lip service, but that's certainly not how they're going to feel. I mean, you look at poor Billy, Carrie's daughter, who lived on the same block. I mean, that just goes to show you how close they were. I mean, mm-hmm. their homes were next to each other, and Billy lived there too, and she's an up-and-coming actress. She was in The Force Awakens, and then, you right. know, she's on another show right now. And she just probably lost the two closest people in the world to her. So it's got to be a devastating blow for her.
We're talking with David Blaustein from ABC News. You talk about Debbie Reynolds as one of the biggest stars in Hollywood back in the day. The divorce from Eddie Fisher rocked Hollywood. And then Eddie marries Debbie's best friend, Liz Taylor. Think about if that happened today.
No, and Liz Taylor, in turn, turned around and married everybody else.
Right.
There's a comparison. I mean, there's a parallel for people who don't understand that. Very similar to the Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie
Absolutely.
Situation. Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie didn't give a flip about each other. You know, they were not good friends. But that was definitely a scandal on par with this. And that was something else that Debbie Reynolds had to survive. And what was her survival mechanism? Her sense of humor. You know, that was and the sense of humor that Carrie Fisher was also able to use, that she inherited from Debbie Reynolds, to take tragic situations and turn it into something else. And, you know, you saw Carrie Fisher do that beautifully, and her ability to write and tell stories and her ability to doctor incredibly funny scripts as well. That was something that ran in their family. You know, it's something else, because we want to talk about what Debbie Reynolds also accomplished in life. You know, we mentioned Singing in the Rain. There's the unsinkable Molly Brown. This was a woman. She was nominated for an Oscar for that. This was a woman who could do anything. She got a little pigeonholed because she was sort of that feel-good girl, American girl next door, and she sort of was never really able to break that mold and give us a really great dramatic role, even though she was capable of that. You saw that if you go back, if you Google the trailer or clips from The Unsinkable Molly Brown, you could see her humor, her dramatic chops, her ability to sing and dance, all on display. But, you know, she was someone where it didn't always come easy to her. Mm-hmm. When she got cast in Singing in the Rain, she didn't really know how to dance. You know, she had to learn how to dance, and it worked out pretty well for her. And then she went on. She was a huge philanthropist. A lot of people didn't know that about her. And a fierce advocate for mental health issues, which, believe you me, had everything to do with Carrie Fisher.
David, we touched on this earlier. You don't see the singer, dancer, actors in Hollywood anymore like a Debbie Reynolds or an Andy Kay or a Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire, those type of actors and actresses. I mean, it's sad to see Debbie go. I feel like that era has gone away.
You know what's so interesting about that? There's a movie this year that's probably going to win Best Picture at the
Oscars. La La Land. La La yes.
Land, which is that throwback. It's so odd because she really is. She's the last great star of that era. She was the last survivor, I believe. And she passes away. And in a few months, I'm pretty sure we're going to coronate a movie as the Best Picture of the year, which was a movie like what Debbie Reynolds would have starred in back in the day. And that's just such an odd and strange coincidence to me, but it's just another facet of this bizarre and heartbreaking story.
David Blaustein from ABC News. Hopefully, David, this will be the last one for the week.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Take care, guys.